Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Good morning, morning, morning.
Good morning, morning, morning.
On this beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've been very lucky the last couple of weeks.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
This time last week was the one recording we lost, but it was a stunning day.
Yes.
And today is just as beautiful, although significantly colder.
Yeah, but it's kind of like best of both worlds territory, that, isn't it?
It really is.
I love the crisp, quite cold, sunny day.
It's great for runners, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of last week, when the weather was really nice and it was sort of the weather forecast said there's going to be a north wind and temperature's going to drop and it's going to snow, it was hard to imagine what that would be like.
Yeah.
And the way it seemed in my head was what it was like. Our friend's cousins live in Orkney.
Right.
And they posted a video and it was like the Empire Strikes Back. Do you know what I mean? It was just really incredible weather up there.
Yeah.
But in terms of London, it makes sense, doesn't it? Me and my wife went for a run yesterday and it was alternating snow and sunshine.
Yeah, there was a lot of moaning but commenting on the fact that weather's changeable.
Yes.
Yesterday on Twitter I posted it. Yesterday it was hot. Today it's cold.
Yeah,
what's point? As if it's so
hot. I can't remember whether it was when we were recording or when I was there with my wife last week, but when the weather was really nice in Hampstead Heath, he was saying, the trouble with this is, people are going to be so cross when this doesn't last for the next 6 months.
It's like the glass half full argument, but
well, my glass is half full, but then it froze over and I couldn't drink it.
You couldn't drink it. What's that about? What's point?
I saw you talking to, it's quite good because you were saying, it's hot, it's cold, what am I going to do? In a sarcastic way. And then Ricky Grover came on and said, I've changed my clothes 3 times today. I can't believe my brother typing this.
Well, he called it, I've had 3 rig-outs, which is great, Cockneys.
I've already had three rig-outs. One of them was my sparring helmet.
Wonderful terminology.
Yeah.
And it's my daughter's birthday today.
Is it?
Yeah, she's 21.
Oh, wow.
So that's just nice. It's just sort of quite emotional when your daughter's 21.
Absolutely.
It's so kind of like
big plans.
Well, she's having a few mates around today.
Yeah.
From 4. I've said they've got to be away by 12. To placate the neighbours. it is a Tuesday, so.
Yep.
And bought some flowers this morning. Rudy's made her a little video. Just sort of family stuff, you know. It's been great.
Lovely.
It's been lovely, yeah.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
So thus far, yeah.
We got new next door neighbours and they had a housewarming party the other day.
Yeah.
It was pretty noisy.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, fair enough. And then I woke up in the middle of the night and A, although it was still going on, you could kind of hear it winding down.
Yeah.
And B, I was like, wow, it's 4 a.m. I've been asleep for hours and hours. And I looked at the clock and it was about 2.
Right.
I was like, no. I've been asleep for hours and hours, but I'm square.
Well, that's what my neighbour said today. She said,
see you in a minute.
See you in a bit. We've gone temporarily separated.
We got ourselves on.
My neighbour said, I said, I saw Jackie, who we saw the other week,
the coop fair.
Yeah. And I said, listen, we're going to have a little party, a gathering.
Yeah.
And I've said they'll start at 4, but they'll be away by 12. And she wasn't that happy at the 12 thing, I could tell. But she said, well, I get up at 6 on a morning. That's nothing to do with me.
That's not really my problem.
It's not. I mean, do you know, it's like, yeah. Get it whenever you want. That's fine.
Yeah, what you need.
But I mean, but the problem is, it's when they leave. Because when kids leave a party,
it's so slammy, shouty.
So I'm going to have to police that moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hopefully it'll be
Unless
okay.
Unless the actual police come and police that moment.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's always an option. But I think sometimes my neighbours forget that we're not living in a retirement community.
Yeah, yeah.
To be frank. But
it is. It's just demographics, isn't it? It's just naturally out of step because there's a bunch of oldsters living down your road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we normally get on. We do get on well with them. But I've almost been in floods of tears twice already today. It's just quite emotional when your daughter grows up, you know?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's funny you should say that because it's not my daughter's birthday and she's 14.
Yeah.
But I was just literally running up the hill in Finsbury Park to meet you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's in the ether because I was feeling quite emotional in general. I listened to really good music coming to you and I just heard Vampire Weekend singing Wisdom's a Gift, but you'd trade it for youth.
Yes.
Age.
Yeah, yeah.
Something, yeah. But it's still not the truth. It's great. Anyway, I used to come to that cafe in Finsbury Park where we met today.
Yeah.
With my daughter.
Right.
Before she went to school. You know, while my son was at school, my wife was at work.
Yeah.
We'd come and hang out, play in the playground, have lunch in the cafe. And I remember then thinking, well, I'm enjoying the parenting.
Yeah.
But also, she's just good company. We're having a good time,
yes,
you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that grassy hill of Finsbury Park, the bit we don't normally run at, the bit where they have festivals.
Yeah.
That's what that brings back for me.
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
My daughter today got up at 4
right.
And went out with some friends to watch the sunrise from Primrose Hill.
Wow.
So, you know.
Amazing.
They're getting on with things, aren't they?
They're doing the thing, yeah. Yeah, it's... I think all those mornings, I used to put her on my shoulder and carry it to school.
Yeah.
And
that was up until 2 years ago, wasn't it? Which is weird.
Maybe all that time she was carrying me.
No, I don't think so.
No, that wouldn't have worked.
That's physics. That wouldn't have worked.
But it was definitely nice to have someone to carry, a weight to bear as when you're fairly young, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
to accommodate and grow and get older.
Well, it's a bit of a crass, narcissistic connection. But that was a really key thing for me when I lost weight.
Right.
Because my daughter was coming up to 3.
Right.
When I lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And I remember carrying her down the road. She was like, I'm going to scoot. I don't want to go in a pushchair or whatever. And then she got tired.
Yeah.
And I just had to carry her with no means of carrying her, you know. So I was just carrying her in front of me like that.
Yeah.
With my arms. And I walked home and thought, why am I not tired? This should be tiring me out. And I realised that I'd basically shaken off enough weight.
Right.
I'd basically done a like-for-like exchange with my own wobbliness.
Yeah, that's great.
With a full human. It's a good deal.
It does make you stronger carrying around kids all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Your upper body gets a lot stronger, doesn't it?
So, we set off from Finsbury Park. Beautiful sunshine. Doesn't feel cold anymore, though I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
And we haven't been here for a while, have we?
No, we haven't.
Come through the Gillespie Road Ecology Garden.
Yeah, it's
by the
railway
at Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
And we're going to go up round Emirates. I wanted to bring you here because I don't know if it'd be like it today, but I ran around Emirates after seeing you the other day.
Yeah.
And I was just so impressed with all the people there doing all different exercises.
Right.
There's runners and walkers and people doing weights, people doing boxing.
Nice.
And it's like if they'd said, we're going to have an activity day.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been more textbook, you know.
Couldn't have been busier.
I hope it's one of those 6 month things that Eleanor said when she was on the show, that as lockdown finishes, we've got to try and keep the good things.
Yes, yeah.
And one of them, I think, is this incredibly directional way people use their outside time.
Yeah.
You know, and including parties.
Yeah.
But whatever people do, it's like, I'm going there to do that.
Just adaptive as well, just using space a bit differently.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. People who will set themselves up on a little flat bit of tarmac with all with
start a speaker skipping and all that,
and all their gear. Yeah, let's go up here and see if there's any of that going on.
Yeah.
We also get a bit of steps action ourselves.
Yeah.
And then some discussion on Twitter about hills and not hills.
What? How can that be a point of discussion?
Well, some people have been running up hills and other people have been running on a flat.
Right.
And
what?
Yeah, I know. And it's hard to... I don't know how much we can bring to this.
People running on different terrain.
Yeah, that's right. No, none of them are running on the train.
This is very...
Here we go. This is the kind of thing I'm talking
very
about.
Very synchronicitous, isn't
that's
it?
Brilliant, isn't
we
it?
Just talk about people using space. We just passed two people in 40 metres doing exercise classes outside on the tarmac outside the Emirates.
Yeah, just lying down in side crunches.
Yeah.
Bless them.
What was the debate about hills?
I think that it was just a little... It's just classic internet, isn't it, people? I don't think there was really any disagreement.
What,
just
the hills
a little
exist?
Bit of opposition.
Right.
My run was on a hill. Mine was on the flat.
Yeah.
It's nice that people can bond in this way.
Yeah. There's been a continuing hoo-ha about the effect of super shoes on performance.
Ah, yeah.
Because there's been a few...
I haven't been following it, but I keep seeing it, because... Oh, look, there's us reflected. I wonder if I can get that.
There's been a few very, very quick times posted by quick athletes, but we've suddenly got loads quicker.
Yeah, right.
It is a... It's definitely changing the scape a bit.
I totally thought you were going to say, it's definitely cheating.
No, no.
Quite a spicy take.
I'm not going to say that, no. But it's definitely changed the landscape, the context of records.
Has it changed the landscape from hills to flat?
Not yet.
What?
Only a matter of time.
I think... Is it exactly a kilometre round the Emirates?
Is it really?
I think so. We're just looping around it today, so we don't know. And also, I bet you can get really obsessed with following exactly the right line. But
that'd make a great park run, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just five times around the Emirates.
Except on Saturdays when...
Yeah.
If there was a 12 o'clock kickoff, that could get quite complicated.
Yeah. That would add a great sense of chaos, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Please be aware that other people will be using the facilities.
Yeah. Did you go out
Park Run meets football fans.
Did you do a fast run at the weekend?
Do you think we'll pass who?
Did you do a fast run at the weekend?
No, I didn't actually, no. I ended up doing just five runs last week.
Yeah.
Which is one, sometimes two more than I normally do. So I'm starting to run a bit more. I did about 30 miles. How about you?
Yeah, I like to do the old 30 miles and I got to the weekend. And the plan was to do a fast 5K on Saturday morning.
Right.
But I was actually a little bit mileage light. Needed to do kind of pushing 4 miles to get to 30.
Right.
So, you see what I mean? There's people doing stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Goes back to that roller skating. These guys doing weights.
Great.
It's really good. Really good. This guy's walking three dogs.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so I needed to go a little bit further if I wanted to make the mileage.
Right.
Also, I did that thing, which I do these days, which is got up on Saturday morning and thought, oh, I can't be bothered.
Yes.
And then a couple of hours later, thought...
Some bloke is sprinting after his dog.
Yeah. We saw the dog and didn't think much of it, and then we saw the bloke matching the dog's pace.
Saw a little dog sprinting away from a very, very tall gentleman.
Yes. Dog was going like a rat out of a trap, and the bloke was going like doing the tall man's best impression of a rat out of a trap.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. As has often been the case in recent weeks, at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, I thought, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, I thought, oh, well, might as well. But what I did was quite interesting.
Yeah.
Because I basically did a organic progression run.
Right, okay.
Because my legs were hurting as well. I had an achy ankle, achy knee.
Yeah.
And I was a bit worried about the impact of just trying to rattle off a parkrun style run.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'll go a bit further and see if I can get faster and faster. And I was sort of doing laps, but they're all different lengths of laps.
Right.
So I set off at a sort of tempo run pace, not slow, like the kind of pace I'd like to, if I wanted to run a fast, longer run, you know?
Right.
And then I picked a fairly arbitrary point and sped up a bit.
Nice, nice.
I picked another fairly arbitrary point and tried to speed up a bit more, but I was aware, I was thinking, I don't know how much more pace I've got here.
Yeah.
Beyond the sprint finish, you know. And then I did a little sprint finish.
Good for you.
And it was really good.
Sounds
it was interesting
good.
To try and, you know, we talked about progression runs the other day, didn't we? And I was saying how it's hard for me because I run off watch.
Right, yeah.
And I run steady, really, at whatever pace I'm going at.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Good for you.
And then looking at the splits in the end, you know, the first mile, I don't know when I changed speed.
Right.
So, you know, it's only vaguely representative, but first one was 8-something. The second 2 miles were within seconds of being exactly the same pace, 7.5-ish.
Right.
And then right at the end, when I stopped,
yeah,
I was doing 6 minute, 5 second pace.
That's great.
But I didn't do that for a mile. I
mean, yeah, but that's that lovely, though. Lovely.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Nice run.
Apart from anything else, going right back to the impact thing.
Yeah.
It felt good, didn't it?
Right.
I think it was quite physiologically forgiving. It made my, it was quite therapeutic, you know.
Yes, yeah.
If anything, my knee and ankle hurt less afterwards.
Right.
And I did my stretches, treat them well, and I was pleasantly surprised with how
that's
knocked up my legs felt. So that's something, isn't it?
That's great, and that's sort of just learning a little bit about pace or sort of feeling your way into it a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Like you were saying, how would I bring my ultimately fairly bespoke mindset to running in that way, you know?
Yeah. But it's sort of, it feels a bit less desperate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Then, and I can't stress enough, this is how I normally run as well. You just naturally just set off too fast.
Yeah.
Because you're excited.
Yeah.
And it's whether you gain more at the end by resisting that.
Yeah.
Or lose more. And I think you tend to gain more naturally.
Yeah. Particularly if recognising that sense of tempo.
Yeah.
It's not like I started slow.
Right.
It's just not leathering it from moment one.
Yeah.
Oh, look at
that. So just starting off feeling that you're running a little bit slower than you could.
Yeah.
Because you're naturally at the start of any race experience running faster than you would normally anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just feeling a little bit more in control, you know, just a little bit more.
You're basically finding the middle ground.
Yeah.
Between setting off at a good lick.
Yeah.
Without setting off.
Yeah.
At max.
Yeah. Just holding a little bit back for that second half where it is more, you know, that adrenaline factor, suppressing that for the, because I find that sometimes I get a bit excited at the start of races.
Oh, look, they're filming something, so it's a location. Yeah.
And I set off a bit too, like normally, like park runs or something. My natural thing is I'll do the first mile in about 6:20 or something.
Yeah.
And that's like 19:40 pace for park run.
Yeah.
A lot of the times I'd come in about 20 minutes and 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
You're just overexcited.
You want it the other way around.
Yeah. And listen,
well, when we went up to
excitement's
the
good fun. I like excitement.
Yeah, that's
but it's more exciting to be passing people in the last mile rather than them passing you, and you feel like a child being abandoned by your parents.
Talking about, someone was saying they love running down here. It makes them feel like a kid. Let's go across the middle here.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly that. You do feel like a...
Just wait, like everyone's leaving me. It's like I'm being abandoned.
No, completely. No, and I think part of working with that, this thing I'm trying to do, is to happily let that go, you know?
Yeah.
That sense that if I don't run as fast as I can, it might still be okay.
Yeah.
Might still end up with a good time.
So this looks like crash a bit of dog training. I haven't run around here for a long time.
No, it's good to be back, isn't it?
It's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Me and my wife were here on Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Right.
And
I saw the photos.
Yeah, we came for a walk, and honestly, it was amazing. We did a little whoop. There's a little mews. We just ran past up there.
Right.
We kind of strolled down. It's really quiet. It's gravelled and people have gardened.
Right.
You know, the gardens sort of spill out into boxes and planters and little trees. And we like to daydream that one day that will happen to our little road.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Someone will come and gravel it. And
yeah.
People stop driving up and down it and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I mentioned that because it's quiet and it's over there.
And did you have a nice Easter weekend?
It's been great. But when we popped out on Tybee Field here, it was so busy. In a good way. You know, everyone was distant. Everyone was sitting in the sunshine. But it was like a quiet little Glastonbury, you know.
Right.
There were that many people on this bit, the main bit of the field there, that you could hear this hubbub of everyone.
You know,
the whole field was making a sound like this.
Because I noticed when you took your photo, there didn't seem like there was many... Well, there's one photo. It didn't seem very busy, but I wonder.
Yeah, well, we went left and went into the bit with the fence. You know, the first thing we went past up there.
Yeah.
And as is so often the way, it's only like a few feet away, but there were significantly less people up there.
Right.
But there were still loads of people. The picture was not representative at all.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you had to find your spot, you know.
Yeah.
We were going to sit on a bench and we ended up sitting... leaning against the tree. But it was gorgeous sitting there in the sunshine. And it was, felt extra smug the next day because the temperature dropped by...
It did drop.
A ridiculous amount of degrees in between the 2 days.
Yeah.
And also, it seemed easy at the time, but I had done this fairly clever manoeuvre with the French 75s.
Right, oh yes, yeah.
Because French 75 and cocktails, you shake it up, but then you add... the fizz on top.
Right.
So I'd done it. I did the gin and the lemon juice and the sugar syrup in the shaker. Put it in a Chili's flask so it stay cold. And then we bought Prosecco and strawberries on the way to the...
Oh.
You know.
That sounds great.
It was pretty special.
Yeah.
And as I've said before, French 75s, they get you pretty drunk pretty quick.
Yeah.
Kind of tastes like squash.
I
and then in a few minutes we're like, hey, and the other thing about it was with all the people here.
Right.
Stupendous people watching. We just sat in the sunshine for a couple of hours just working out who everyone was and what they were doing.
Like a scene in a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But I had a new drink at the weekend. We had some mates over. And the kid, the 17-year-old kid was drinking tonic wine, which was it was like drinking cough medicine. It was quite pleasurable, stronger than normal wine.
Yeah.
She'd like drink two little bottles of an evening.
Oh my God.
Pretty tough stuff though.
It's a bit of a trampy drink. Essentially.
Yeah.
If you go to a comedy club in Scotland.
Yes.
You're never far from a joke about people in the street drinking Buckfast.
Yes.
That's a tonic wine, isn't
it? This was more a kind of cherry bee Jamaican sort of concoction, but it was pretty serious.
Yeah.
It felt like I'd crossed the Rubicon into quite serious drinking.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. The Rubicon made of meths.
Yeah, let's not get into this.
Well, in terms of your test the alcohol content of the wine situation, that's high alcohol content.
Yes,
that wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds... grubby.
Yeah, it was. I managed to get through Easter weekend without getting really drunk. I just drank most nights, but I never got really sloshed.
Yeah.
Progress.
Still, it's a long weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Had that worrying thing
yesterday
where, you know, starting to not quite know what to drink next. Very Christmassy situation. Here we are. Oh, that's bad.
It's been so long since we legged it round here on the park run, isn't it? Well, for me, personally.
Right. Gosh, yeah, my first park run.
These were the first ones we started doing, isn't
it? What I'd love, this is how we feel park run, and this bottom bit, you go around it five and a bit times.
Yeah.
It's great. But since I've been going to that park run. They've closed this road.
Right.
It doesn't exist as a road anymore.
Okay.
So I'd love it if when Highbury Fields Park Run comes back, it does a longer lap.
They just extended it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a really nice... I really like the last path, you know, the quite wide bit.
Yeah.
The other side of the tennis courts from here.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I wonder how far a whole lap is.
No, you're right.
I reckon...
They could do like 2.5. Like
three, certainly less than six.
Yeah.
And which they're already doing less than six, but I mean more than five. It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But equally with park runs, you've always got to think about who else is going to be there and, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
When what the pinch point's going to be. Like I said, if you go running up at Emirates, there'll be a bit there suddenly where you...
I mean, please be mindful.
You might be able to get a footballer's auto.
Emirates users.
Yeah.
You go. There you go.
Also, had a good moment as we left. The trouble with me and Mark coming up here for a drink.
Yeah.
Is
are we going right down now?
No, let's go straight on. Is that I really haven't got the bladder for it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even
yeah.
if I go before we come out.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Come up here and drink. The nice thing is we've done it. It's a sequel to a date we did just a few weeks ago where we were up here in the dark.
Right, oh, okay.
Drinking at the end of winter. Anyway, that time I had lager. Big mistake.
Right.
The point is, it does lead to us coming home.
Right.
And me on the way home going, I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyway, the other
winter
day...
Winter nights are a bit more friendly for that kind of thing as opposed to summer afternoons.
Darkness, you know? Yeah. And the toilet there, although the other thing about Highbury Field is money-grubbing council people have sold off one toilet block
right.
and destroyed another and turned into a flower bed. I was looking at the flower bed
that really,
on our Sunday thinking, I wish that was still a block.
That really disappoints me.
Yeah.
I think that's a fundamental thing that we need to sort out, but we want more people to be outside more often.
Yeah.
We need the facilities to cater for that. I don't know why... I don't know why we managed to construct a society where needing to go to the toilet is seen as some kind of shameful secret.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
It's I think it's...
it's weird.
I think parks in my lifetime have gone through a massive shift in both directions. You know, these, and maybe it's something you see because we're city dwellers.
Right.
And when I was little, London parks...
Yeah.
They all just seem to be fading, you know, just... forgotten.
Yes, forgotten expanses. Yes.
Yeah, with closed down cafes.
Right.
Growing over bowling greens. I only realised as I became a grown up that that was a very early 80s phenomenon.
Right.
This was a government that just took the money away for all that stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then later on it came back. And then to come back here and, you know, when I first discovered Clissold Park and it's all its cafe,
yes,
tennis courty,
just lovely, yeah.
Art exhibit,
so they became like civic spaces.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
but I think there's a combination because basically a council can look after its park, but if they can make millions of pounds,
yeah,
by turning an old Victorian toilet into an office,
yeah,
they're going to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's money, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, quite a happy ending on Sunday. People want to hear my weeing story. Because there was a toilet open, but it was a big queue.
Right.
So I walked past that, and then I spotted a... I spotted a little forgotten building site-y, a fairly reasonable corner.
All right,
to go and express myself without upsetting anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I got to it, I saw someone coming out. I thought, oh no, there's people working in there. I thought, no, wait a minute.
They'd left the portal open.
There was no one working there.
All right.
I just went through this gate that a guy had just come out of, and I thought, do you know, I think he might have been on a similar mission to me.
Right.
And I looked back, and he was looking back at me, and we kind of went like this.
Yeah, a little nod and a wink.
My secret wee buddy.
Urinators unite.
Yeah, no, secret. Yeah. It was such a good moment of communion because we both knew that we'd A, achieved relief, and B, avoided the queue. Good work, my friend.
Sometimes building sites have those solitary portal units.
Oh, yeah.
Occasionally they leave them open.
It's
great, isn't it? Top tips. Top Love tips that. For urban toilets.
Just before lockdown last year, I went on a... Well, it was a training run, so I was trying to find my way around this place I didn't know at all, than a corporate estate home.
Right.
And I went running through the woods. It was great. And then
nice.
There were woods over the road. And then I got to the other side of the woods in about a mile.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now I'm running around these weird... You know, just in these little towns and villages, wondering where the hell to go next. Anyway, I saw one of those where someone was having a house done up. Well, I'm going to pop in there and I'm going to use that. And then as I walked across the driveway, I saw all the blokes on the roof.
Right.
I was like, oh, do you mind if I... And they went, yes. And I said, hey. Say, weeing when you're running can be a wonderful thing.
Yeah. We saw Eternal Sunshine last night.
Oh, you got to.
With Bonnie, we got to see it.
What a great film that
great
is.
Great movie, but I'll tell you what, it took a while to realise what was happening. And I'd forgotten how sort of jerky, stoppy start it was at the beginning and how it gradually takes shape. Do you know, I'd just kind of forgotten it. But it's a brilliant movie. She really enjoyed it. So that was good.
Well, what a great week for films.
Bit
you watched that yesterday afternoon. We watched Sense and Sensibility, which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
It's such a good adaptation. Because for all that I'm a big fan of... I'm a huge fan of Jane Austen. I think of all her novels, that's one that... Oh, there's just great stuff in the adaptation, what they do with it, you know.
Right.
And then you watched... We talked about it just at the end of our recording last week. Did you watch Jerry Maguire?
I watched it again, yeah. I watched it a couple of nights ago. It's so... One of my favourite movies.
Yes.
And I... It just really reminds me of a time when I was really, really ambitious. Yeah. Wanted to do really well. And I had a manager who was full of mantras as well. And it was all that kind of... late 20s kind
of... It's so like the old comedy scene, isn't it? That's the real...
Yeah, it was really like, show me the money! But yeah, fantastic performances by Tom Cruise and Renée Zellweger. Brilliant. Just awesome.
And what I love about Cameron Crowe is he's one of those filmmakers who's just... Thank you. He's just coming from somewhere else.
Yes.
It's very gentle, but it's always surprising. It's never...
Yeah.
It never goes quite where you think it's going to go.
I was reading... So I bought the screenplay a couple of months ago, and he was saying it took him 3 years to write it.
Yeah.
The movie. And he was talking about how great Cruise was to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a real journey. And also, of course, Cuba Gooding Jr., a breakout role for him.
Oh, and he's astonishing, isn't he?
They're talking
about... Such a real character.
There's a scene in the film where... He's naked, shouting at Tom Cruise, and they were auditioning him. They used that scene as an audition piece.
Yeah.
He just stripped down in the room.
Straight off.
Just went straight for it. Yeah. That's how you get a role, isn't
it? Yeah.
I'm all in.
Yeah. I think there's something brilliant. There's an interesting... What I like about this is these films are all in the top list, and they're so different to each other, but they're all good in the same way.
Yeah.
Great acting, love, truth, all that stuff.
Yes.
And I think that Kate Winslet's role in Eternal Sunshine and Cuba Gooding Jr.'s role in Jerry Maguire is very similar in that they play people who are really real, and you feel like you've met them, but you also feel like you don't see them in films very often.
Yeah. They're a bit kooky. There's just a slight bit of kook
in them.
Yeah,
they're just like real people. They're not... Yeah. Exactly the same as anyone else.
Yeah.
We've just come down through Highbury Barn into Clissold Park.
Yeah.
Also, that shows how versatile Kate Winslet is, doesn't it? Because she's in both of those, isn't it?
It absolutely does, yeah.
Yesterday we watched Kate Winslet really showing her chops between us.
Yes.
Not Cuba Gooding Jr. showing his chops.
Yeah, that was the audition.
I always feel a bit sorry for him, Cameron Crowe, with regard to Jerry Maguire, because I don't think he ever got over the fact, and you've read this reading the script, that he couldn't get Billy Wilder to play the late great Tricky Dicky Fox.
Yes, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's, but it shows how much it meant to him that he wanted it so much, doesn't it?
Yeah,
he really is coming from a sweet, big-hearted place, isn't he?
Yeah. We watched it, and that's another one I've forgotten about. We watched it last week. Wow, it's been a great season. Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Which is an astonishing film. It's so fresh. The thing about Some Like It Hot is it's very much influenced by jazz.
Right.
And it feels like jazz. The way it's so... It's actually incredibly precise and considered and sophisticated how they put it together.
Yeah.
And yet there's... It's incredibly sprightly and loose and feels like they're making it up as they go along. then that's the great balance of jazz,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it really made me think of when I was watching Eternal Sunshine. What's happened to Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
I mean, what is he in now, apart from sort of weird YouTube stuff where he just looks sort of a bit thin and sort of quasi-spiritual, but you don't really know what's going on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he has had an odd couple of years, for sure.
Yeah.
Although, amazingly, I hear his Sonic the Hedgehog, Dr. Robotnik turn,
all right,
is considered quite a return to form.
All right, okay. Well, I've always been a huge fan of his.
Yeah.
I've loved him, but he was so good in that film.
That's right. No, he was really the backbone of that season, showing films for the kids. We watched that and The Truman Show.
Right.
And to see him get that discipline and go from being such a brilliant clown to playing straight.
Yes.
It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really surprised my daughter.
Dog issues.
Yeah, it happens. But yeah, really nice sunny day today.
I saw two dogs, talking of that lovely sward of green.
Can we go, Thelma?
In Finsbury Park, yeah. I saw this guy do the thing. Wonderful thing you do if you've got a dog in a huge space.
Yeah.
To just slam the ball, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just as far as you can.
Yeah.
And two dogs ran off after it, and it was so sweet because one of them got there easy. A little brown dog, fluffy dog, little brown dog, little white dog.
Yeah.
So the brown dog got to the ball.
Yeah.
And the little white dog, I felt sorry for it because, oh, he doesn't stand a chance. But the brown dog was like a mentor, and basically the ball was on like a strap.
Right.
And the brown dog waited with the ball. And when the white dog came along, it just nibbled up the end of the strap.
Oh, nice.
And then they ran back together.
Oh.
Coming as close as dogs can to holding hands. It was absolutely beautiful.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Going past the playground in Clissold, spent many a time, many afternoons here.
Yeah.
With the kids.
Losing them. I remember being such a big, fantastic playground. Just there was an era there when it's like, oh, where are they now? Stressful times. I remember there, we just had a stop and, you know, you'll be pleased to hear, dear listener, that we went to the toilet inside a building.
Yeah.
A building that was for that purpose. And I just remembered how cold it is. I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
Bitter, and it didn't take long.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? So French only fives on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then went back and drank a bottle of red with a nice roast.
Nice, nice.
And then yesterday was when I started to think, I'm really going to need some weekdays soon. And also kind of running out. I made me and wife a gin and tonic. Didn't have enough tonic.
Right.
So she had a gin and tonic. I had a vodka martini. A bit like your tonic wine.
Right.
Vodka martini is a lot stronger than a gin and tonic.
Yeah. It was sort of... Yeah, it's a long weekend. And it's great fun. Sunday, I did a reading at church. It was really nice, actually. The church was really decorated.
Why do you want to go to church at Easter? I mean, it's a holiday.
I know, exactly. Exactly. Well, after last year, of course, when everything was shut down, it was really nice to get back in.
Yeah.
A lot of... A lot of scoffing and boozing, traditional.
Yeah, yeah.
Traditional activities.
Did you have a roast yesterday? I mean, on Sunday.
What did we have? We had a lasagna actually.
Oh, nice.
I cooked Mike's lasagna. But Bonnie went to some friends of hers, an Italian family. They had like a 7-course dinner.
Excellent.
You know, just real, just beautiful. She loved it.
The nice thing to happen after all that food. And all those martinis yesterday and all those drinks the day before. It was nice to wake up at 4:45 this morning and listen to my daughter sorting her life out, leaving the house.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's
got back to sleep, and then my wife woke up at, I think, 6:15. And just the days of... Just staying in bed and keeping till you're done.
They don't tend to happen, though.
And add to that the fact that I'm always trying to get comfortable with my funny toe and my shonky knee.
Yeah.
And I have to say, put it this way, I don't feel my youngest in the early hours of the morning.
No, I mean, my wife, she's reached that stage where she regularly wakes up about... 4:05.
Yeah.
And then that's just it. And then she just goes off into the spare room.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not there yet. And I don't want to be there. But you can see why couples get to that stage where they get separate bedrooms. But I refuse. I'm not going to go there.
No.
Because I like her next to me too much. That's the reality.
And also, wouldn't you just feel a bit like Morecambe and Wise?
But then the dog ends up between the two of us as well, because the dog sleeps on our bed.
I remember you saying that before. I think the dog is a key player in the
morning.
Not being one long, uninterrupted period of...
thankfully there's been no foxes around recently. But then when Rachel leaves at 5, the dog wake up at 6 and want to go and see Rachel. Yeah. And then it's just one of those... reasons why you don't sleep so much as you get old, right. Isn't it?
And why, as you know, I feel like one of the biggest signifiers of my age with lockdown is the way, as a comedian, I've gone, oh, good, and starting going to bed at 10:30 every night.
Yes, yes, same here. I mean, really, like, let's go to bed.
Younger me is appalled. Yeah. I went decades never going to bed before 2 any
yes.
night of
yeah,
the
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go to bed at 10 and read. The mantra. Show
just
me
those words.
The
chapter.
Yeah.
Those words. One of the good things about it is, I think in every couple, there's someone who falls asleep in front of the TV and someone who doesn't.
Yes. No, you're
right. I've taken, just in this last year, to look at this bird, Robin.
Nice.
Have taken to not putting the telly on necessarily
right.
after dinner.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good and revolutionary idea.
I see, and it makes it sound really, really ascetic. I mean, I'm talking about probably dinner where we were watching it, and I watch a program or a film with the kids, but then they go to bed.
Yeah.
And we sort things out in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And when we sort of come back through, sit down... And yeah, sit down and read and listen to music. And yeah, I'm 85. I'm
no, but
85.
That's a nice pipe. That's a nice face to be in, yes. But we, because I've watched so much telly since last March.
Yeah.
And I've got my chair, and I've got a table in front of the chair, and I lounge down in the chair and put my legs on the table.
Yeah.
And I've got my remote there. And it's just, it's your classic... dad perch.
Yeah.
And it's so familiar and simultaneously depressing and comforting that it's there. Just this place that you return to every day, you know.
Yeah, it's like a dog bed.
Yeah, it actually is, yeah. It actually is.
I saw, seeing that robin there, reminded me, one of the things we talked about that we lost was all the bird talk.
Yes.
Venn diagram. There was the bird watchers and runners.
Bird watchers and runners,
yes. Apparently a circle with only me in it, but we found some other people.
Found some others, yes.
Including, of course, Tony Audenshaw.
Yes.
Tony Audenshaw! And, I was saying, you've heard me say this before, but it's so funny because I was like, yeah, you remember when we were at Tony's, we spent ages talking about this bird table, the incredible birds you've seen right there in his back garden. And I suddenly went back, however long ago it is, 2, 3, 4 years, and I could see you. I realised that at that point you were glazed over. You were just waiting for that conversation to end. But yeah, people got in touch after the last time we were at Hampstead Heath. The cormorant with a lot of white on it.
Yeah.
It was not an egret. And it was a good suggestion, but it wasn't that white. And I know, I've seen egrets. The wren in my back garden is doing really well. In fact, we had the guy around to talk about redoing our decking.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, look, a wren.
Yeah.
So that was quite a test of what Venn diagram he was in.
Yeah.
And the clue.
Did he respond in tight? In kind?
He waited politely as his eyes glazed over.
Yeah. So we're coming off the back of Clissold Park now.
Coming up into the reservoir.
Into the reservoir area.
And noticed in Clissold Park, I think that the London park spaces are doing really well with the rubbish. It's a big issue at the moment. In the Highbury Field, on Sundays, or Sunday for goodness sake, there was someone going around handing out recycling bags to everyone.
Okay.
In a kind of preemptive, don't leave all your stuff here manoeuvre.
Right.
And people were really doing good work. It's so...
That's quite nice, isn't
so
it?
So modern.
But that's another area that people... The councils, if a lot of people are going to be outside like we want them to be, toilets and bins, isn't it?
That's right.
And bins.
And in Clissold Park there, they've got big like commercial waste hoppers.
Yeah.
So you'd really...
And no excuses.
Them. And they need them because people... I always make the Glastonbury connection, but the parks are like that, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a festival every time.
Yeah.
And people have been abusing that. I was on the Hampstead Heath last week. And this old lady came up, and you could see her moving towards me and my wife.
Yeah.
It's like she wanted to talk to us. And I was like, okay. And that was fine. She looked like she was going to be nice. And what it was that she'd spotted someone had just had a picnic and just walked away, and I just left it there.
Right, yeah, yeah. And that's outrageous, isn't it?
It's totally outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's happening, you know, because people, I don't know, just some people just have not clocked that... The language, the kind of shorthand, you can't just leave your stuff on the ground. There is no
it's like
employee, or indeed mum and dad.
It's like a scene from Mad Men to show how much society's changed. There's a famous scene where they have a picnic and just leave it all there.
Just walk
and no one cares, because they didn't.
Yeah.
You've got to get with the times.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you see it happening exactly like that in 2021, you're like, whoa!
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, so she came to have a... It was quite nice to talk to the old lady there.
Yes. Have a little bond.
Yeah. And it's funny because some good people have got into litter picking in the David Sedaris style.
Yes.
They shouldn't have to.
No. I occasionally do that.
I nearly fell over then. Nearly fell in the canal.
Yeah.
Let's spend a moment with that. You do a bit of litter picking, do you?
I do a bit of litter picking every now and again, yeah, when I'm just out and about. Mostly on my street, to be fair.
Yes.
I'm not quite on the Sedaris.
Because all those terrible teenagers on your street, I know, it's famous for all the Larry kids hanging around down one end.
All the pensioners just randomly littering.
Yeah.
With a Nos capsules. Scattered around the streets. KFC buckets.
All right, Noz Talk.
Yeah,
he's in touch. Talking of KFC, that was another contemporary thing that happened when we were on the on Highbury Field. There was three young people on their bikes sitting near us.
Yeah.
And then a young woman just got up and she just ran off. And I thought, oh, she's going to go to the shops or something. She, yeah, we're in the high end of Highbury Field. It's quite
right.
far away.
Yeah.
She came back very soon afterwards.
Yeah.
She was receiving a delivery of food.
All right.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You can just drop a pin.
Of course, yeah.
So someone had just driven to the corner there and handed her a couple of pizzas.
Yeah.
And some kind of charcoal bread black sandwich thing, which just...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once again...
That happens.
You wouldn't have seen 10 years ago.
No.
And the other funny thing about that was she ran fast past the dad and his little boy, really little boy, playing football. And the little boy was so fascinated.
Yes.
He just wanted to trade up. He was like, never mind football with my dad. I'm going to run after that.
Yes, yeah.
Woman,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's when you realise how different the world is. We had Julie and Matt... And a couple of their kids came around on Sunday.
Yeah.
And first off, as we said, they rarely come around our house.
Yeah.
Part of that is because Matt, bless his soul, he's a bit of a curmudgeonly guest.
Right.
They have quite high standards. They're very good at, they're very practical sort of gadgety people.
Right.
And you could tell our house is a bit of a...
Red
it's
flag.
It's a bit of a mess. You know, we just don't have so much stuff. They spent the first half hour sort of, not consciously, but just sort of outraged at no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Or how do I get on the Wi-Fi? We didn't have any ice. Is there a bottle opener?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of, not really. And then Matt worked out that after 2 years of having our fridge, we still haven't worked out how it works. So that gave him a lot of grist to his mill. But then they ended up, what do you mean? They ended up ordering ice from Uber Eats or something.
Because you didn't have any ice.
Yeah, yeah. help us. That,
oh, it's going to take a picture, but it's just flown up to the top. That's a goldfinch in the top.
Nice,
actually.
Nice.
But so they ordered ice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Their kids ordered ice, yeah. But it's like, you realise how different life is for kids. They just ring for stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
If they want food, they just ring for it. If they want a lift, they just ring. It's like sort of digital aristocracy.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
it's in crazy. Sense sensibility.
It's
you know when they lose all their money and Emma Thompson goes to talk to the staff.
Yeah.
And my daughter was like, how many staff? And she's right, they've got like 20 people.
Yeah.
Just sitting there in the kitchen at Norland. I'm thinking, I wonder what they do, what all their jobs are.
Yeah.
And really, you know, a lot of them are jobs that you can just outsource now.
Yes.
I mean, look at this. These guys taking a picture. Look at this, the duck. I think this duck's got itself slightly into difficulties.
Wow. What a funny little picture.
That's crazy. It's on top of the fountain, which is a sphere, drinking from the fountain. It's like the lord of all the world.
What an amazing moment.
Crazy goon. Oh.
Oh.
Give me a wave.
That's beautiful. That's gorgeous. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean... Virtually everyone has staff now.
Yeah,
they just outsource and they're on 0 hours contracts. Thank you.
This is us. We're about to not run round Woodbury Wetlands, but not be cross about it. Is that right? We're at peace with it.
Should we walk round? Just to annoy everyone.
I think we shouldn't because they'll come and tell us not to run.
Yeah, but we're not running though.
I know, but if we're wearing the clothes, it's basically going to cause a row. Plus, I want to keep running. So we'll just stay on this side.
It's now reached the stage where you can't wear running clothes.
Yeah.
In wetlands. No trainers. But I'm enjoying the run.
Yeah.
Certainly.
But yeah, no, and the other thing is, I don't want to, you know, it's probably just me, but every time I use Deliveroo, it's rubbish.
Yeah.
So it's all because it's all late stage. There are so many, what's the word? You know, there's no checks and balances. It's so cheap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Such
a
gig economy.
Yeah.
And people get so used to that, but it's fiercely inefficient.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone useless who can't find your house.
Yes.
Brings you something where something's missing. The other day we ordered one, and the guy just turned over one of the dinners. He just turned it over in his bag.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, well, that's ruined now, right?
Well, I mean, I never really use it, but my kids use it a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm amazed how often they rip it off. They just say it never arrived. They do that constantly. Oh, the wrong order came.
Yes.
So many. And then they get a free meal. I mean, I think they're starting to close that loophole a bit, but they've been ripping them off for years. No wonder it It's so inefficient. I don't know how they're surviving.
That's right.
And the business model
in this era is people, they really are a part of people's day-to-day.
Yeah.
You know, I was running down into Bova the other day and saw a scooter pull up outside someone's house at lunchtime. Guy steps onto his doorstep and takes off. You know, it's probably a lovely lunch.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, couldn't make a sandwich in your own kitchen.
Yeah. It's weird.
But it's what it's you, weird, you're yeah. used to. Here I suppose go. If you're used to spending... Oh, look, there they are. Look, sorry, the coot babies.
Yeah, it's the coots again.
Look at them. This is what your neighbour was looking at the other day. Oh, they're fantastic. Try and get a good picture. Come on, babies. There they are.
Nice.
And they're off the nest.
Nice.
So, so Jackie was looking at, wasn't it?
The yeah, babies. It's that work from home thing, isn't it? It's like...
Yeah, I suppose those people are used to going to Pret a Manger and let's face yeah. it, spending £6
yes.
on something that will cost... £1.50 to knock up yourself.
Yeah, so why not just do it now?
Yeah, so once you're in the habit, why not? And of course, they're working.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in your office and you've set yourself up thinking, here's me at this table.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
In this laptop, I'm at work. Yeah. Then...
You just want to keep working.
You haven't got a concept of going to the kitchen and, you know, all that stuff. You just literally tap a couple of things on your phone and go to the front door.
And yet, delivery went public recently and it's... Shares didn't do as well as people expected.
No, they thought
which made
huge.
Me wonder, maybe it's already a bit of a weird business model or people off society's about to change again or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite work that out. I assumed it was just going to be massive, you know.
Yeah, but it's... People just haven't got that much
I
money.
I don't know how. Yeah.
At every level.
Yeah.
I think that also... that reminds me of the other thing I was thinking the other day, which is it's lovely to see... Everyone out and about, and you know, things are opening up between spring and lockdown. You know, people are getting out there, but isn't it weird and wonderful how we still have this crazy kind of advent calendar factor where if you look at any given batch of windows of houses,
yeah,
there's always a couple of people dotted in there sitting at a laptop working away.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of talk about it. I think we can't possibly know. Oh, look, carrots in the wild.
yeah.
I thought it was a big goldfish. Someone's just left a load of carrots.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
What are they doing that for?
Someone's just dropped loads of... What is that about?
Someone's chucked their vegetables in the canal.
Some sort of weird Easter sacrifice, some sort of pagan ritual.
Yeah.
Carrots, well, carrots and spuds.
That is the tradition, isn't it? Is to, Easter is all about, was originally the story
was originally
of Poseidon's
the
soup, where he took a bunch of root vegetables, tried to make a soup, and then realised that it's really hard to make soup when you live at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Something along those lines.
Is that the reading you did?
Yeah. And lo, merrily he took the carrots forth and adding some potatoes, chucked them in the river. Thank you, Paul.
And also with you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Morning, magpie. The birds really do come out when the sun comes out.
Yeah. Beautiful.
He says, stating the blind and the obvious.
So we're still in that sort of weird period where no gigs at all open.
Yeah.
And things are opening up, but nothing. Do you know, nothing for us. Look, someone's put... What, come on, Mark. This is a phenomenon.
It's like an art piece, isn't it?
Is that to stop the...
No, someone's just chucked him in.
Someone's chucked some cones in. And also a kid's scooter.
Yeah. That's basically
a tip, isn't it? People are just chucking stuff in the canal.
This here looks like a real low-budget Titanic.
Yeah.
It's James Cameron's scooter. Oh, I can almost picture Leonardo DiCaprio on that scooter. Near, far, at the bottom of the canal. I believe...
We can do it.
Poseidon soup. I enjoyed going for that note. But had some comedy in the show years ago. I think it was my show about modern popular music, 12-inch.
Yeah.
And I talked about how some of the classic songs didn't get enough credit for having the big note for the sing-along. You've got to have that note that almost that no one can reach. Hit. And that's the fun one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what Celine Dion's good, because after the key change, you're here, there's... and the other, of course...
Oh, come on. Right, it was cold, it was dry, it was wet.
We'll turn back.
What's the point?
What's the point of anything?
What's the point with it?
To change my rig three times.
We've come to some Maddie Walter.
I'm on my third rig out of the day.
Come on, Boris, sort it out, please. Oh! Oh, dear. I trod on a
pipe. Sorry to laugh.
And it didn't work. Yeah,
so basically, it looks like someone's made a bridge and Paul walked across it. It was not an effective bridge, was it?
It was a trick. April Fool.
April Fool.
Oh, Rob. Rob holding on for life to a wooden fence.
Stop the clock, I'm coming out. We've come so far. I'm hanging on to the concrete fence, which I think is going to let me down just as badly as that bridge let you down.
Just about got it. It's a funny little pocket, though, isn't it? Because everywhere else is super, super dry.
Yeah, it must be a little flood. I mean,
what's happened there, Rob?
Something's blocked, because normally when it's muddy, it's because it's been raining, but it hasn't.
Yeah, it hasn't been raining.
So it's nice to think that there's not necessarily clean water.
It's an urban mystery. Yeah, just a bit of sewer there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Happy thought indeed. Oh, there's another one, another patch.
Oh, yeah, there's another one here.
Whoop, whoop.
What?
There's ice there. Ice on that puddle. The other one here, which I always find really scary, is it tends to be a good dry line right on the edge. And you end up walking like a tightrope on the edge of the canal. Exciting times. There we go. We're through.
It's like
we're out.
Tough mudder this morning.
They'll be back soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's another date coming up, isn't there? Another date for hairdressers open next.
Yeah, April the 12th. Hairdressers at non-essential shops.
Six people, then hairdressers. Yeah. And then a couple of weeks after that, it's fishmongers. They're back.
Yeah.
That's on the nth of...
Boris announced yesterday, sort of something and nothing, really. It's just... It's all going fine. This is happening. Yeah, it's a holding pattern, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a check the data.
Someone said, you think by now Chris Whitty would have got himself a clicker?
Yeah, for the slide.
That's valid.
Yeah, it is valid, yeah.
Oh, so just late in this run, we come up against a bit of a challenge there.
What the?
The muddy bit and the slopey bit.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
No, it's nice. It's been really nice.
Oh, and this wind.
But still a couple of months away from races. Track training started again for Heathside.
Yeah.
But I'm a long way from that at the moment.
Yeah.
Just nowhere near fast enough to get involved, really.
No, but I think a lot of people have used the... meeting people thing to meet with their running groups, which is nice.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of communal running happening.
Yeah.
For the first time in many months.
Yeah, lovely.
I mean, some really beautiful running at the weekend. A lot of distance, a lot of sunshine. A lot of people get out very early.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank you for your sunrise photos and my daughter, because we're not going to be seeing a sunrise anytime soon, are we?
Not for a while, no.
That's not my plan.
Yeah, this sort of strange period continues.
Yeah, I mean, even...
Not knowing, but things are changing, but there's still an awful lot of not knowingness, of course.
That's right, and last week I felt like I had quite a lot of work on. And it's still true, I've got quite a lot of work on. But it felt easy, it felt like it was coming to me. And, that, you know, not too much trouble searching for motivation because it's all just stuff that needs to be done. But actually, within a few days, I feel like it's a bit of a bump.
Yeah.
Going from not really having to do anything to kind of having to do stuff. But
it's hard to...
I've got to get my arse in gear, basically.
It's hard for us to find momentum, get our arse in gear when there's still not much going on.
That's right.
In the absence of out going on, it's hard to make out go on.
A lot of it is...
for us.
You have to remember that a lot of work we do, you've really got to you have to remind yourself it is work or it isn't.
Yeah.
Like this now, us running and talking, that's work.
Yeah.
Yay!
Clock in. Clock off. Yeah. It's frankly bizarre.
Yeah.
To think that throughout this extended period of lockdown, non-lockdown, pandemical shenanigans, this has been usually and mostly the only form of anything approaching work. When in fact it's been nothing like work at all, and it's been one of the few things I've looked forward to. Isn't it weird?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is weird. And also, you've just given me a great idea for a character name, which when I do get back out on the circuit, I've decided it's going to be my new act.
Which is?
Frankie Bizarre!
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello!
That's bizarre!
Frankie Bizarre! And that is Frankly Bizarre!
Old Hutchinson, bless him, reached his 100 days in a row.
Yep, run every day.
Well done, Martin. Congratulations.
Sorry for that. It's a bit like you two were going to Heathside. Remember when you actually got your sub 3?
Yeah.
You always seem to be next to someone who's got 240. And I sent Martin Hutchinson, congratulations, Martin, saying, oh, well, you'd definitely be out there today doing it. He said, yeah, I'm doing it later with a guy who's on his run every day 1,000.
Right, yeah. And then someone tweeted in and talked about Ron Hill, who did over 19,000 days in a row. There's always someone better, isn't there?
That's right.
But no, well done, Matt. And also...
comparison is, as you so rightly have quoted in the past, thief of joy.
Yes. Also, Michelle Chisholm.
Thank you.
Michelle Woodcock... ran over 102 miles this week, so congratulations to her. She's training as ever, as she has been since the beginning of time.
Yes.
For the 10 marathons in 10 days.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
couldn't.
It's amazing. It. She's incredible.
I don't think there's any
very
training
inspiring
that could get me to the point where my body could do that. It just sounds superhuman to me.
It's very inspiring.
I mean, when you were at your peak training, I remember you running 90 miles in a week.
Yeah.
And you felt it.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, that was different kind of running, but still.
And that was getting the...
slice it.
Yeah, that was getting... really using the double... using Sunday to Saturday, with Saturday as a Sunday long run sort of thing. Just brought a day forward.
Still, I am going to take some inspiration from this. And definitely as my training year continues, I'm going to make my 30-mile week really set that as a bar to build up from.
Yeah.
And I don't think in previous marathon training rounds, I've kind of worked up to a 50-mile week. I did it a couple of times last year.
You did a couple of times, yeah.
And then I did it before probably the last couple of marathons I've done. And that's 150-mile week.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to aim higher than that this year.
Well, if you get, you know, 5 or 6 weeks around the 50 zone, and including that one that's near, a couple that are near a 60.
Yeah.
You'll feel a difference.
I know the difference.
Yeah, you absolutely will.
The other thing I did last week is I put together a selection of playlists.
Right.
With very specific... time.
Oh, interesting.
21:05, 20:05, and a 19:05 playlist. And, you know,
nice.
I think
nice.
We're gonna have to get booked into Parliament Hill Track and go and do something. I was kind of thinking we go up there and have a trot and maybe take it in turns to run our fastest mile.
Well, we can.
Some kind of State of the Union training session.
We'll have a look. Is it open again? It must be open again.
Well, it would have been, technically, it's allowed to be open now, so we'll
right, okay, yeah, I'll give it a go. I'll have a look.
Did you notice when you were on the heath the other day?
I didn't see anyone on it. Maybe it was the wrong time.
Did you know that I knew you were on the heath the other day?
How did you know?
When me and my wife met an old friend of mine and her brother and walked round. And then we had a little picnic.
All right.
And it was beautiful. And then, at the bottom of the hill, we saw two legends of comedy walking past.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Old,
It was Michael McIntyre and his guru.
Michael McIntyre. Met him for a chat last week, yeah.
Yeah.
He likes to walk around the hills. I'm saying, interestingly enough, he said to me the other day, there was a story of a woman who'd had her dog nicked in Hampstead Heath. And he Googled the story And underneath it was a picture of me and you running in Hampstead Heath. So I don't know whether we're in the frame for it or what. It was like, what exactly have you been
don't
doing?
Know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And how was he doing? All good? Were you just catching up or were you talking shop?
No, he's doing fine. Just catching up. I mean, he's like everyone. He's missing gigs and wondering about the future.
Yeah.
And I think I've said in previous weeks, a big part of all this moving forward is going to be letting go of things that have made you angry, time passing in a different way.
Yeah.
It's just, there's going to be a lot for me, just letting go of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Constantly letting go.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know.
That's it. No, it's true. You find it in the little things, like in genuinely and not bothering to be cross about Woodbury Down anymore.
Yes, totally. Totally, yeah.
Looking back, we were talking the other day about, it was such a moment for me when I was still thinking of that Manchester Half Marathon as if it was the other day.
Yeah.
And I went to write about it.
Right.
In that mode, like, you know, like your column. The other day I did this.
Yeah.
It's like, mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was years ago. It was just a different time and place, and that's fine.
Yes, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, but that's where we're at.
That's a big part, thing that I learnt from NLP framing is just to put the past where it belongs, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get the timeline of your life sorted.
Yeah.
And just let it... You've got to let... There's people are going to have to let go of anger at the government, at the press, at the media. Some people have been angry at Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And you've got to let go of that and also let go of you being angry at the people who are angry about Bill Gates. Do you know what I mean? There's an awful lot of stuff to let go of.
It's just that thing, ultimately, you want to be here in the present... Looking forward.
Yes.
Not only you want to be, it's the only place we can
absolutely,
be.
Absolutely, yes.
Come and pose with me by this beautiful water.
Beautiful. What a great run. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Sorted me out. 21 today, Bonnie. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bonnie.
Dad!
Running with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.